dress up right, Mary. 'Tis far better, I entreat, to have toads for your meat than to eat of the wild, wild berry. Now this young man, he died full soon by the light of a hunter's moon. 'Twas not by bow, nor yet by blade, but the deadly berries of the woody nightshade. Lie low, sweet Randall. Come all you young men who do eat full well, and they that sup right merry. 'Tis far better, I entreat, to have toads for your meat than to eat of the wild, wild berry. This lordship's wench, they hung her high, for she was the cause of her lord to die. And in her locks entwined a braid of the deadly berries of the woody nightshade. Lie low, sweet Randall. Come all you young men who do eat full well, they that sup right merry. 'Tis far better, I entreat, to have toads for your meat than to eat of the wild, wild berry. Lie low, sweet Randall. Guard your man wheel through the night, hold him at dawn's early light, for come the long day, he'll be far away, deep down in the rock, far from sight. Love him while he's still at yen, for mining work's always the same. A stone from the slick can fall out so quick, and on blood there is written his name. Guard your man wheel through the night, hold him at dawn's early light, for come the lang day, he'll be far away, deep down in the rock, far from sight. Sit with your bairns and your man, give him, lass, all that you can. All through the long day, keep your thoughts far away, how things at the pit might gan wrang. Guard your man wheel through the night, hold him at dawn's early light, for come the lang day, he'll be far away, deep down in the rock, far from sight. He'll work out his shift and get by, come out from the dark to the sky, for mining's his trade, and of pit stock he's made, and his wife must learn never to cry. Guard your man wheel through the night, hold told him at dawn's early light, for come the long day, he'll be far away, deep down in the rock, far from sight.
Good morning, it's 7:05, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman who gave us Wild Wild Berries, and then a song by Johnny Handel about Gargerman Wheel from their latest album, Unity. And they have not really had a chance to record much more, but now that Dave has retired and they have settled in a more salubrious part of England, perhaps some of these various projects will come to fruition. We can only hope. Well, this is the part where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And as I mentioned, we'll bring you various bits and pieces of news. This one comes from overseas. A heavily intoxicated man dressed as Tinkerbell was kicked off a Ryanair passenger plane on the tarmac at London's Stansted Airport before the plane left for Krakow, Poland. He was apparently part of a wedding party, and flight attendants said he became disruptive and was threatening other passengers. The groom and the best man were also ejected. So we can only hope that they were actually returning to Krakow and not going there for the wedding. And this from here in the States. I actually saw the video of this. This is from Estes Park in Colorado. A black bear wandered the lobby of the Colorado Hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining. Stanley Hotel Vice President Reed Rowley tells KDVR-TV that 300 guests were asleep as the Bruin figured out how to open the door on the first floor and climbed over furniture in the lobby. A front desk supervisor captured video of the romp. The bear figured out how to get back out the door and exited without causing any further mayhem. And Stephen King wrote The Shining after he and his wife stayed at the Stanley Hotel in 1974. Next up, this is a song for Cat Chapin Bishop. Thank you.
delight is ensnared in this wild affection. How may I breathe with this creature in my sight? Am I born? Is he here? Are we bonded in fondness and favor or fear? Where we cast in this time for our stems to entwine? Will we blossom as one, or his senses like mine? Oh, how sublime! A floating vapor, fly to his side, be mistaken for a dream. Am I called by my name? Must we touch to ensure that this moment remains? Or has death come to taunt me, our life to begin? Can this comfort without be a torment within? Ensnared in this wild affliction.
Good morning, it's 7:18. And that was Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy with Beast from their album just released on Topic Records, Anchor, featuring the Gift Band. And before that, Will Pound gave us the Quaker from Through the Seasons. And we are about to hear something from Mr. Edward Elgar, well, not himself personally, because he has passed on, but from the BBC Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 7:35. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was the BBC Philharmonic and the Concert Orchestra giving us Edward Elgar's Cockaigne Overture, and also known as In London Town. And this is our commemoration of the gentleman, in case you missed it, who was rather thoroughly drunk and dressed as Tinkerbell and was kicked off a Ryanair passenger plane before the plane left for Krakow, Poland. He was apparently part of a wedding party, and flight attendants said he became disruptive and was threatening other passengers. The groom for this wedding and the best man were also ejected, just a bit too generous with the libations. Well, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. August the 27th, wild poppies, also called corn roses and harvesters, growing everywhere amongst the corn. Some hold that to stare too long at wild poppies brings blindness, whence they are locally named blind eyes or blindy buffs, and that to pick them brings storms, hence their aliases of lightnings and thundercups. But for all that, they are nothing like so dangerous a plant as the black or opium poppy. Well, first of all, England. And we may also mention parts of Europe are rather too cold for sowing many opium poppy seeds. Usually what you see in this country we refer to as California poppies or the red poppies. And, of course, for people commemorating World War I, they bring in mind in Flanders Field, the poppies grew between the crosses row on row. August the 29th, the commemoration of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, executed by the tyrant Herod at the instigation of the dancing girl Salome. Philip Stubbs, that wonderful fulminator, in his Anatomy of Abuses notes, all mixed, effeminate, lascivious, amorous, dancing is utterly unlawful to Christians. To all chaste and sober persons. For if Herod, with but seeing Salome dance, was so inflamed by her love that he promised to give her whatsoever she desired, what would he have promised had he danced with her? And I have heard many impudently say that they have chosen their wives and wives their husbands by dancing, which plainly proveth the wickedness of it. Yes, for those of folks researching some of your early history, this is most undoubtedly where the prohibition against dancing came from for the Puritans. August the 30th, candy roses while they still bloom. Beware heat, sleepy snakes. The Fairfax Household Book of the 17th and 18th century notes, to preserve whole roses or gillyflowers or marigolds, you must first pick the seeds out before they do shed. Then dip the flower in syrup consisting of sugar candy boiled, and open the leaves one by one with a smooth and needle of bone or wood. And as soon as they be dipped, lay them in the sun when it is in the height, or else dry them between two dishes upon papers over a very gentle fire, and so you may keep them all the year. And this is a similar sort of thing as far as lavender goes for sachets. August the 31st, with harvest coming to an end, do not hinder gleaners from gathering the corn dropped in the field. From Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 22, and when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaming of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and the stranger. I know my grandmother had a picture of Millais the gleaners in the dining room of her house, and I always thought that was terribly appropriate. According to tradition, this is the date on which the dove returned to the ark with an olive leaf in her mouth. September brings harvest home, hops and apples. The seventh month of the Roman calendar in Welsh, it's Meddy, the month of reaping. In Gaelic, it's Onsultina, the month of plenty. And in Anglo-Saxon, it is known as Hallig month, the holy month. September the 1st, fair weather. First day of September, fair for the month. The feast of St. Giles, traditionally a 7th century hermit of Provence, famous for his pet hound, which he miraculously saved from hunters by causing thick bushes to spring up around him. He is the special patron of people crippled and infirm. Many fairs held on this day, noticeably St. Giles's Fair at Oxford, one of the oldest surviving British fairs, an Eccles Wake in Lancashire, for which the famous Eccles cakes were originally made. September the 2nd, last corn of harvest now being cut. In the days of harvesting with hand tools, the last sheaf of standing corn was always treated with great reverence, especially in northern and western Britain. There it was known by many honorific titles: the maiden, or the calliac in Scotland, the neck, or gander's neck in western England, the mare in Herefordshire, and the cassock feathy, or harvest mare, or the hag in Wales. The last sheaf is to be cut in a particular manner. In Scotland, it was reaped by the youngest maiden or the youngest lad on the farm and must not touch the ground before being carried home in triumph. But in western England and Wales, the standing corn was platted together and all the reapers threw their sickles at it until one cut it down, whereupon he cried that he had got the mare or cut the gander's neck. However it was cut, the last sheaf was often dressed in women's clothes or plaited into a corn dolly. She then presided over the harvest home feast and was carefully kept for luck until the next harvest home. Well, we have time for just a bit more here. We do want to remind you, we're going to do our best to be back here next week for our Labor Day show. Of course, we'll be reminding you that the day after Labor Day is primary day here in Massachusetts. So please get out and vote, because this is the only way you are going to see the candidates who you want come November. So yes, and don't sit on your backsides. Weather is supposed to be fine. Get out there and vote. Here's something from Sharon Knight in Winter. And we'd like to remind you, if you are in the western part of the country, i.e. California, check out Hexenfest.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Just about time for us to leave. That was Zohar with Elokeinu from 137. Before that, we heard Sharon Knight and Winter giving us Whisper Your Name from Portals. And we're going out of here with Olivia Cheney's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Rolls down the stairs.